Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, and we're going to answer a question we get a lot, honestly. Is dropshipping too good to be true? And I got to believe this stems from, like, certainly where I grew up. If it's too good to be true, it definitely is. Like, I've heard that phrase. It's baked into my brain. I think it comes from a scarcity place, but it's true in a lot of cases, right? There's been no shortage of scammers in history who have, come up with things that you should drink or elixirs that were going to solve everything. Or guys like Sam Bankman-Fried who said, yes, put your money on FTX. We definitely won't steal it from you. And so there's no shortage of charlatans out there. Heck, Liver King just came, as we're recording this, Liver King just came on. He's on steroids. I'm shocked, by the way. I would have never guessed that guy who was yoked.
No, yeah, come on.
How do people get fooled
by this, man?
I like the guy. I like what he taught. Whatever. We can have a Liver King conversation some other time. I'm a big fan. So, I'm on TRT. I'm on roids, man. You want to shit on me? Maybe you should see me underneath this hoodie, bro. I don't know. I look like the Liver King.
Nothing wrong with using steroids. I got nothing against it if that's what you want to do. But it's, once again, just don't pretend that you're not. And there was a very clear message sent by him for a long time that he was not.
Yeah. You know, I don't think it was used to like sell his supplements, but he was doing well 100%. Before.
They're not even his supplements, man. There is another company behind that stuff. He's owned by somebody. That's why he did it. It's marketing. It's all marketing. It's the only reason. If you look at the timeline of how he made that apology and blah, 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 it is 100% marketing.
Marketing 100%. Rocks, dude. This is the
I guarantee the people that follow him will go up as a result of this.
Yes,
up,
of course. Up. I watched more content on it. Whatever. I don't know. All right. Is dropshipping too good to be true? I think we hear the same things because people think we're charlatans, right? They think, yeah, sure, you can start with zero overhead. You can start for $500 or less. You can get it started in 30 days or less. This must be too good to be true. Everyone has told me business is hard and you only get to places you want to get to if you put in the hard work, you do the hard things. And there's a lot of phrases out there that I think are bullshit that are baked into human existence that are meant to protect you. Somebody got screwed over. They invented this phrase. But it's not necessarily always true. And honestly, I think dropshipping isn't too good to be true. It just is. It's amazing. And I can't believe more people aren't interested in a business model like this, which is hands down the best way to get started in entrepreneurship with the least amount of risk and where you're going to learn the most and make the most money. Like, I love this business model. There's a reason we preach about it constantly. So no, it's not too good to be true. But like, how do we address the person who's sitting there and saying, you know, come on, John, $500. I can really get started for $500 and some sweat equity. How do you address that?
Well, I think it's a bit of the told story and the unseen story, right? So the story that everybody hears about it, I think, is too good to be true in and of itself, right? So the notion that you're just going to spend $500 and have a business that does $10 million in sales is too good to be true, because that's not the story. That's not the full story. The full story is, you are going to invest a small amount of money, but if I added onto that story, you're going to spend $500 and 10,000 hours to make $10 million. That flips it a little, doesn't it? That doesn't sound too good to be true so much. I'm not saying 10,000 hours is the number, but there's going to be a lot of hours put in here. You're going to work a lot to get to that level. And you're going to have to do a hell of a lot of things right to get to that level. And avoid a lot of mistakes and pitfalls that you could make that are going to slow you down a lot. So yes, it's possible. No, it's not too good to be true, but you have to have the full story. And I think that's what doesn't get told about dropshipping enough. We've told it ever since episode one, right? I think pretty much on this podcast and in everything we do, we are very clear that there is a lot of work, consistent work over time that you are going to have to do, and you have to do the right things in order to get anywhere near that number, eight figures, mid seven figures, right? You're still going to have to do a lot of work and spend time and be there and doing it consistently. And that's what nobody talks about. So I think when you flip that story a little bit and automatically people are going to hear that and go, I'm not up for that, right? Good. I'm glad you're not, because you're the wrong person to be doing it. Please stop listening. But I mean, that's the reality is, yep, low time investment on your low cost dollar investment on your behalf, great potential upside. Absolutely. And yes, that is why we love it. But don't skip past the fact that you're going to have to spend time in the market. You're going to have to work to get there. And that's the trade-off for that low dollar investment. But even then, I mean, I think that's still a great thing. Like, because as we've said a number of times, like, yeah, you're going to put in time and work, but you're going to learn so much. You're going to be like a different person having gone like for the better, having gone through this experience regardless of what happens. And, you know, I mean, the benefits of doing it to me just keep stacking up the more you talk about it. Like, low investment, you know, you're going to learn a ton. You're going to get paid while you do it. You're going to build something that's valuable over that time. Like, your business in and of itself is going to become an asset aside from the profit it produces. Yeah, definitely not too good to be true.
Yeah, I think sometimes people are probably also thinking that, and I've heard this before, John, is like, well, doesn't the manufacturer sell those products? Why would anybody buy from you when the manufacturer sells those products? I think that's easily disproved when you just look at, why does Target and Best Buy and Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and Costco, why do those exist, right? And specialty retailers, they exist for convenience, right? And they also exist for service. And so that is one argument I've heard about it being too good to be true. Like, if one person sells it, why would anyone else buy it? There's a reason we look for a competitor. We look for other people selling it. We want to join that pack when we come in there to sell that. And so look, dropshipping is not too good to be true. Perhaps the AliExpress model is too good to be true. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but this high ticket dropshipping, building an asset, that does make sense to me. And there's a reason John and I were out here on episode 116 screaming at the top of our lungs of how easy you can get started in a business model like this, how simple a business model can be. The barrier to entry for you to getting in there and getting started is so low. It gives you an opportunity to go learn skills, and skills are all that matter in the world. You need skills, and you're going to learn skills that you can leverage to better your life while you're getting paid, hopefully.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
Now, one of the first questions that anyone looking to get into high-ticket dropshipping asks is, what am I going to sell? What's my products going to be? What are the profitable products going to be that I'm going to build a business around? And it's one of the things that people worry about the most, that they're going to get that wrong. And that's fair enough. Picking the wrong products to sell is one of the biggest mistakes that people looking to start a dropshipping business make. So what if I said we could fix that for you and solve that problem, answer that question for you in the next 5 days? Well, the answer is we absolutely can do that. So I want to introduce you to you the Dropship Breakthrough 5-Day Challenge. And the 5-day challenge is basically like a mini workshop that over the course of 5 days is going to show you and help you find the profitable products that you can build a high ticket drop shipping business around. So each day for 5 days, you're going to get a lesson or two to go through. And each of those videos together is going to show you the process that we've used and Ben and I have used, not just Ben and I, but over 400 of our students have used to find profitable high ticket products that are viable for the drop shipping business model. So you're going to get a lesson every day. You know, watch that lesson. And at the end of the 5 days, you'll know what you're going to sell. And I'm going to throw a few interesting bonuses in there as well. Now, the best part of this is you can join the challenge today for just $97. So single investment of $97, and you're going to then know what you can build a business around with a super high level of confidence so that you can start your business and not have to worry about that maybe you've picked the wrong products and you're going to have to go back to scratch at some point. So all you need to do to join the Dropship Breakthrough 5-Day Challenge is head to Dropship Breakthrough, that's spelled BREAKTHRU.com/5, the number 5. You'll find the link below in the show notes. All you have to do is head there, sign up on that page, and you will be immediately and instantly into the 5-Day Challenge. You can get started straight away. So head over there, join the challenge, and once again, it's backed, as always, by our 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you take the challenge and you think it was rubbish, you couldn't identify any products or anything like that, you can request your money back and we'll hit you straight back up with that. So head on over. If you're looking to get started, if you've been sitting on the fence, if you've been worrying about finding the right products, head over, take the 5-day challenge today at dropshipbreakthrough.com/5.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode 1. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.